But not seeing any major delays out there either side of 66 out on the Front Royal area. Inside the Beltway, westbound 66 from the Roosevelt Bridge past the Roslyn Tunnel. Right lane is closed. Also at Glebe Road, the entrance ramp and the exit ramp are mobile closures because of road work going on in Arlington County. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
A damaging frost possible this morning. We do have frost advisories up for D.C. and surrounding areas until 8 a.m. this morning, and a freeze warning for the mountains far west. So 36 to 46 degrees your range in temperatures this morning. Winds light, but with clear skies, it's going to be a beautiful day once we get a chance to warm up. We'll warm quickly this afternoon, anywhere between 67 and 73 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 42 degrees, Alexandria, and in Columbia this morning, 50 Penn Quarter. We're at 48 degrees in our nation's capital, where the time now on WTOP is 1:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
And a good Tuesday morning, April 23rd. Indeed, Lane. Coming up on WTOP, who should pay for all the damages after the Baltimore Bridge collapse 4 weeks ago? Baltimore leaders weigh in this week in a new court filing.
A local man thanks first responders for saving his life.
They're great.
This is Kyle Cooper.
Prince George's will now help residents and businesses cover the cost of surveillance cams in these neighborhoods. I'm John Doman.
How D.C. is trying to turn vacant spaces into new places. I'm Nick Iannelli.
It is morning, April 23rd. Time now, 2 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Did former President Donald Trump violate a gag order in his criminal trial in New York? CBS's Robert Costa says we could find out on Tuesday.
Former President Donald Trump will be back in court, and it will be a showdown over the scope of what he can and cannot say about jurors, witnesses, the judge, and prosecutors. There will be a hearing in New York about the gag order, which prosecutors say Trump has violated. Trump has been lashing out about different elements in this case, and the prosecution wants the judge to weigh in.
It's been six straight days of pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the campus of Columbia University in New York. CBS's Meg Oliver is there.
Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators, including Jewish students, have occupied the school's quad, demanding the school divest from companies funding Israel.
Anti-Semitism is a huge problem in the United States. But anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are two very different things.
Which nations have the worst human rights records? CBS's Olivia Gazis has that.
The report cites Russia's war in Ukraine and the Israel-Hamas conflict as among the top areas of concern, and calls out abuses against women in particular in Iran and Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken cited deeply troubling human rights concerns in Gaza in particular, and said broadly that the U.S. would continue its efforts to hold foreign governments accountable.
The Senate is expected to approve a massive foreign aid package that was itself approved by the House on Saturday. CBS's Scott McFarland says it gives billions to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The U.S. Senate is expected to make very quick work, likely within about 24 hours of approving what the U.S. House approved in a bipartisan fashion over the weekend. More than $60 billion in aid for Ukraine that the administration has been asking for since last year, plus tens of billions of dollars for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region, and a plan to require TikTok to be sold or divested from its China-based owner or face a ban in the U.S.
A federal jury in Montana has awarded $4 million each to the estates of two people who died after being sickened by asbestos as it was shipped through their town. Paul Resch lives in Libby, Montana.
Whenever the wind would blow, it would make a little cloud of dust. It was definitely getting airborne at some point.
The jury said BNSF Railway contributed to the deaths when asbestos spilled in a rail yard in the town. The Chicago Bears will announce this week plans to build a, quote, state-of-the-art, publicly owned and closed stadium on the city's museum campus near Lake Michigan. The team said last month it was prepared to provide more than $2 billion in funding toward a publicly owned stadium in the city. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at Progressive.com.
Hi, this is George Wallace, and I've been telling you for quite some time, when you're looking for a home improvement project, there's only one phone call you need to make, and that's to Jessica Fingles at New Look Home Design, because of the great deals that she has. And this month is no different. They're still offering 5 years interest-free financing. But here's the catch. This is going to be the last month that they will ever offer this deal. So don't waste any more time. Get approved for interest-free financing today. Don't worry. She still has great deals on roofing, siding, and doors as well. You can still get 50% off all materials. You want windows? No problem. Buy two windows, get two free. And if all that's not enough, don't forget when you call to mention my name, because you'll get a $100 restaurant.com gift card just for tuning in to WTOP Radio. So do what I and over 40,000 customers have done. Trust New Look Home Design for your next home improvement project. Call 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
WTOP at 204. The Tuesday morning, April 23rd, 2024. Freeze advisory kicks in this 2 a.m. hour. Freeze warning as well in parts of the area across the region till 8 in the morning. Sunny, nice, low in the high in the low 70s. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your morning ride. We begin the ride this morning with the latest on the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Today, this Tuesday, marks 4 weeks exactly this hour, in fact, to the day since a massive container ship crashed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing much of it to collapse into the Patapsco River. And while crews continue right now to clean up the mangled pieces of the bridge day by day, the question of who should pay for the deadly accident remains. In a court filing recently, Baltimore's mayor and city council say the owner and manager of the Dolly should be held fully liable, accusing those companies of negligence. Singapore-based Grace Ocean Private, as it's known, and Synergy Marine PTE filed a petition shortly after the incident, you may remember, as we reported here on WTOP, then asking their liability be capped under a pre-Civil War provision of a maritime law. Federal court in the case in Maryland will ultimately decide who's responsible here and how much they owe in what could become, we're told, one of the most expensive maritime disasters in U.S. history. WTOP News Time, now 2:05. Two-alarm warehouse fire in Sterling locally on Monday, creating smoke that could be for parts of the time seen across much of Loudoun County. County Fire and Rescue telling WTOP the crews have taken all of the remaining hot spots, taking them out. The cause and origin of the fire under investigation this Tuesday morning. One firefighter was evacuated for heat exhaustion. The smoke was visible near Dulles Airport, but it did not impact operations. WTOP at 2:06. He almost died when he passed out behind the wheel of his car and smashed into a light pole. Now a Fairfax man never misses a chance to thank the first responders that saved him. The story from WTOP's Kyle Cooper.
Albert Johnson is now 77. 5 years ago last week, his life almost ended when his heart stopped because of an arrhythmia problem. He smashed into a pole on Route 29, his foot against the accelerator, with the tires spinning and giving off smoke. A Fairfax City police officer sprang into action.
He had to break into the car, get the window open, dragged me out, and he started CPR.
Every year on the anniversary, he drops off snacks and cookies to thank the police and fire personnel who saved him that day. He calls April 17th his second birthday.
So I'm excited about having a second birthday. And two, the police department here in the city of Fairfax, they're great.
Johnson says he's in pretty good health these days. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A program inspired by the death of a teenager more than a year ago is now up and running in Prince George's County. WTOP's John Doman with that.
The county is now offering the rebates that are aimed at helping to offset the cost of new surveillance systems. Up to $200 for the camera systems themselves and $100 for video storage. The program was inspired by the death of 13-year-old Jay's Agnew, who was shot and killed in front of his Hillcrest Heights home in the fall of 2022. No one on his block had security cameras, and the killing remains unsolved even today. The scope of this program is more limited than backers of the plan originally hoped for. It's only open to those in parts of Langley Park, Glass Manor, and Walker Mill. John Dome in WTOP News.
WTOP at 2:07, turning vacant spaces into brand new places. D.C. wants pop-up businesses to move into the vacant storefronts we're looking at downtown right now in the district. WTOP's Nick Iannelli was with city leaders this week as they unveiled that brand new program to make all this happen.
We understand that time is valuable for our businesses.
And that's why DC is giving pop-up businesses more time to operate by removing red tape. A new program allows pop-up business owners to get a streamlined certificate of occupancy so they don't have to go through the traditional permitting process. For now, the program is being offered only for vacant storefronts in the downtown area.
The activation of vacant space brings life and additional vibrancy to the district.
Brian Hanlon, director of DC's Department of Buildings, says the process does include a safety inspection and will take 15 days or less.
We'll continue to innovate and seek ways to streamline processes to make stuff like this happen.
Nick Einelli, WTOP News.
Good Tuesday morning, April 23rd. Welcome into WTOP. Time now is 2:08. Right, thinking weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, good morning to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. The ongoing bridge project is shutting down two left lanes southbound 95 between the Princeway and Parkway and Dale Boulevard. That's in the through lanes. The express lanes are shut down between Dale Boulevard and the Princeway and Parkway because of this ongoing project. This closure is scheduled to be in place until about 4:30 this morning. So real no need to get into the express lanes anyway with a light volume of traffic up and down the 95 corridor in either direction. However, if you choose to use your express lanes, you cannot get by between Dale Boulevard and the Princeway and Parkway. More road work on southbound 95 is after Centerport Parkway. Two right lanes are blocked. Only the far left lane is getting by with a brief delay. Southbound 95 south of 17 Mills Drive. Two right lanes are closed. Northbound 95 between Plank Road and the Rappahannock River. Two right lanes are alternating closures. Just the far left lane getting by without trouble. Also northbound 95 north of Dale Boulevard for the left lane, right lane are closed again. That's in the express lanes on northbound 95 north of Dale Boulevard. On the Beltway in Virginia, dealing with this road work where you've got the right lanes blocked. Traffic getting by in the far left lane. This is north of the Dulles Toll Road heading out to the Georgetown Pike. Once you clear that, be aware that once you get over the river into Maryland, you're going to have road work going on in Montgomery County. You're going to find that the left lanes are blocked as you make your way towards River Road. The two right lanes are open, but not seeing any major delays. And then the outlet between 355 and 270 left lane is blocked. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
A cold start, but a seasonable afternoon. We've got mostly clear skies. Temperatures continuing to drop. We'll be somewhere between 36 and 46 degrees as the sun comes up. Now, there is a frost advisory up until 8 a.m. this morning, D.C. Metro, much of the area, and a freeze warning for the mountains west. We'll have light winds throughout the day out of the south and sunshine. Temperatures later today between 67 and 73 degrees, so it will be nice and comfortable this afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Longfence. Save 15% on Longfence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 on WTOP.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The Federal Trade Commission is suing to block the $8.5 billion merger of Coach and Michael Kors. It's the first time the Biden administration has used its antitrust muscle to try and stop a deal in the fashion industry. The FTC says Tapestry's takeover of Capri Holdings would harm consumers. Tapestry owns Coach and Kate Spade. Capri controls Michael Kors and Versace. Consumers are leaning into casual comfort and away from business attire, and that's led Express, once a staple in malls across the country, to file for bankruptcy. Express plans to close 95 locations with sales to begin today. Two mall owners and WHP Global that owns Toys R Us plan to buy a majority of the retail stores and operations. A $12 billion high-speed rail project connecting Las Vegas to Southern California has broken ground. Brightline West will run along the median of Interstate 15. Trains will be able to go 200 miles an hour. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Our success is built on radio, and for that, we thank WTOP for providing a stable platform. We're fortunate to have TOP as our lead radio partner for over 20 years. When it comes to reaching decision makers and the influential people who make up the fabric of Washington, nobody performs like WTOP. That's why we partner so well. Mervis advertising campaigns rely on three essential elements: true product benefits, a sincere message, and effective communication. Mervis takes care of the first two, phenomenal diamonds, and a credible explanation why we can offer such amazing deals. WTOP provides the third, the widest communication. That's why we select WTOP as our valued partner. They have the greatest reach and can be trusted. For news, for traffic, for weather. Washington knows it. If your business could use advertising help, call WTOP. And if your love could use diamonds, call me, Ronnie Mervis, at 800-HER-LOVE. Or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
Life happens, and when it does, you should focus on what matters the most. That's why the District of Columbia offers paid family leave for D.C. workers. D.C. paid family leave provides up to 12 weeks of parental leave, family leave, or medical leave, and up to 2 weeks of prenatal leave for pregnant individuals so that you can focus on what matters most. See if you qualify at dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov. That's dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is WTOP News.
Work has officially gotten underway now to build a $12 billion high-speed rail line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area. It's expected, we're told, to reach speeds of up to 186 miles an hour, faster than the Acela trains we have right now on the East Coast. This morning, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone joins our Dimitri Sotis to tell us what is actually being built here.
Well, the company behind this Brightline out of Florida, they say that it's going to be in the next couple of years. They want it to be before the 2028 Olympics here in L.A., to have it up and running. And they say that this is going to be the first true high-speed rail in the U.S. And people immediately say, well, what about Acela? It's not technically on high-speed rail lines, and it's not as quick as what this is going to be. And quite honestly, today in the big reveal, Dimitri, they got going and ceremonially, they were hammering railroad stakes into ceremonial rail track. They were talking about L.A. to Vegas, showing pictures and a video of the ocean and the Santa Monica Pier. That's not really what this is going to be. It is going to be quicker than driving, but it's going to be Rancho Cucamonga to Las Vegas. Rancho Cucamonga is about 60 miles east of L.A. And in L.A. traffic, it can take 2 hours to get out to Rancho Cucamonga. So it's not like you're going to be in downtown L.A. or in Hollywood or in Santa Monica and jump on a train and go to Vegas. Still, though, there's a lot of excitement about it as they did the reveal today. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, he was on site and he did the hammering in of the ceremonial rail track, saying
this train will move people at 186 miles an hour between Southern California and Las Vegas in just over 2 hours, which is about half the time that it can sometimes take to drive on that road.
And so officially work is beginning now. It's mainly private, but it's got $6 billion in backing from the federal government. There was a lot of thanking of President Biden today during the ceremony as officials and politicians got up. Of why this was able to move forward, that they were giving him credit and some of that money going to Brightline. But Brightline is this Florida company that already has pretty quick trains, not this quick, but already running between Orlando and Miami. They have a track record of success. And so they say that they're going to be able to do it, that they're going to bring in a lot of jobs, union jobs to be able to do it. They've got to lay 218 miles of track, and they're projecting right now 11 million one-way riders every year, about 30,000 every day. That seems optimistic that 30,000 people would ride this every day going between at least the L.A. area, Southern California and Vegas, but that's what they're projecting.
The trains are electric, and it's absolutely considered a green project.
Yeah, exactly. What they're projecting right now is the trains will be all electric on the inside. They talk about how high-tech they're going to be, that they almost look like spaceships on the inside where it's all plastic, everything on the inside of the train, that it's going to look first class. They're going to have high-speed Wi-Fi on board. They're going to have alcohol and first-class style food and then seats. That they are saying, look, if you're somebody in L.A., which that is a major route that people drive on the weekends, the Interstate 15 is bumper-to-bumper going toward Vegas every Friday night, bumper-to-bumper coming back from Vegas into the L.A. area every Sunday night. They're saying this is going to reduce traffic on the roads as people opt to go on the train instead, and they can get on, have a drink, have a good meal, and in 2 hours,
they're in Las Vegas and they're good to go.
ABC News correspondent Alex Stone talking high-speed rail with our Dimitri Sotis on WTOP. Quick look at the top stories early Tuesday morning. We're following here at WTOP for you. The nation's high court, U.S. Supreme Court, will be weighing banning homeless people from sleeping outside after hearing oral arguments in the case on Monday. And Baltimore leaders are asking a court that the owner and manager of that ship that caused the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore be held fully liable for the incident. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks on WTOP.
It's been a quiet overnight in the district, but now we have word from D.C. Fire and EMS that 48th Street Northeast is closed between Meade Street and Lee Street because of fire department activity. They advise to avoid the area if you can. Northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, watch out for the work zone between the freeway and D Street. It's over on the far left side. Traffic getting by to the right without difficulty, and there are no delays on the southbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel, leaving New York Avenue to the freeway. Northbound I-395 King Street. Right lane is getting by the work zone. Southbound 395 in the HOV lanes on the 14th Street Bridge. Maintenance operations. The right lane and the right shoulder mobile closures. And 395 southbound between the Washington Boulevard exits, you're going to find the right lane is blocked. After the South Washington exits, you're going to find a good looking ride then on southbound 395 to and past the Springfield interchange. No major worries on northbound 395 north of Springfield to and across the 14th Street Bridge. And once you get onto the freeway in Washington, things are looking good with all lanes open, both on I-395 and I-695. No troubles on DC 295 or I-295 in the Wash in Washington. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Well, no rain today, but under the clear skies and with light winds, our temperatures have been dropping. We'll be starting your day here between 36 and 46 degrees. And a frost advisory is up for much of the area until 8 o'clock this morning. Freeze warnings for the mountains. Now, it is going to be a nice afternoon under sunshine, somewhere between 67 and 73 degrees. Your Wednesday also in the 70s, but we're going to start the day with clouds, and there could be a few light showers going through the morning hours. And then Thursday, Friday, highs in the lower 60s. It is looking like it's going to be cooler if you're already looking ahead to the weekend. Saturday, just under 70 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Sunday, partly sunny around 80. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. Call Gutter Helmet by Letnor Home Solutions at 888-5-HELMET.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter. You're listening to WTOP News.
The search continues this morning for a suspect in last week's shooting at a park in Greenbelt that left five teen boys injured. It happened Friday night at a senior skip day event at Scrome Hills Park in the Greenbelt area, where more than 500 students actually had gathered. They've done this before and had no problems. Greenbelt police say 8 to 10 shots were actually fired from one person. They still don't know why. Three of the five teens who were injured are now this morning said to be out of the hospital. A Maryland man has been arrested for his role in a violent street takeover in Springfield on Easter Sunday. Fairfax County Police and Baltimore County Police arrested 20-year-old Brandon Santos last Friday. He's charged, in this case, with abduction, assaulting a law enforcement officer, and other charges for the March 31st incident. Police say an officer was called to a commercial parking lot on Electronic Drive and found a large group at the time driving recklessly around the region. When police tried to intervene, a group surrounded their car, we're told, jumping on the police cruiser, banging on the windows, and one person even tried to pull off the license plate. The entire takeover resulted in an officer getting hurt. Santos is being held locally in Baltimore County and will be extradited here to Fairfax County. Archaeologists have made a startling find at George Washington's Mount Vernon. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports Tuesday morning they have apparently discovered the ground beneath the cellar. They saw two sealed bottles that contained plump cherries.
We have been excavating in George Washington's cellar, the cellar of the mansion.
Mount Vernon's principal archaeologist, Jason Burrows, says the discovery was made during the mansion's revitalization project.
The bottles and the contents themselves are incredibly exciting.
It's rare to find bottles intact from the 18th century. It's something else again to find food in them.
You can find corn cobs in this part of the world that could be thousands of years old. But these cherries, they're plump.
Burrows says the bottles provide a window to the past.
We don't see them as just sort of bottles or just sort of food remains. They actually are capable of telling stories.
The contents are being analyzed, the bottles being conserved, and will eventually be displayed. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Hey, it's about to get a lot hotter. In Florida, anyway, really hot.
Keep your clothes on, for now. A cruise company just announced it's launching the first nude cruise out of Miami, traveling through the Caribbean just in time for Valentine's Day next year. There's room for 2,300 guests on the big nude boat, their nickname, not mine. And it's got all the bells and whistles, clubs, bars, a casino, and spa. Cost-wise, it's not bad. Trips start around $2,000. And it seems hygienic. Nudity's only allowed on board, except in dining rooms. And people will be required to use towels anywhere they sit. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
3 days ahead of the NFL draft, the New York Jets are reportedly dealing Zach Wilson to Denver in a late-round pick swap that ends his disappointing tenure 3 years after he was selected second overall in the NFL draft. It's a cautionary tale for Washington, as the Commanders will presumably use the second overall pick on a quarterback. Dave Preston.